We are joined now, and I am really excited about this. I've been excited about this all day, by Roger Lenhart of Norm's Farms and James Olin Odin, a local musician, because the Elderberry Festival is coming up in Carrboro on August 23rd, which is Saturday, right? I've got that down right?
That's right, Aaron.
All right. This is going to be a really cool festival. It is all brought to you by Norm's Farms, which is an elderberry business out in Pittsburgh, and it's going to be hosted by, what, Southern Rail, Second Wind, the station, a couple of other stages as well.
We're also going to be having a stage out back at the beer garden, and then the Tiger Lily, the little tiger room up there. And we're going to be doing a little bit of music on the caboose stage, we call it.
That's Roger Lenhart you're listening to. He is one of the co-founders of Norm's Farm. So tell us about the Elderberry Festival, how it got its start.
Well, we started doing Elderberry Festivals a few years ago, and we felt like it would be a great way to kind of pay back the community for all the wonderful support they've given us over the years. We do a lot of music events around, and we get a lot of support from our musician friends that way. And so we thought this would be a really nice way to bring the community together to celebrate our local musicians, local craftspeople. We've got some breweries that are making elderberry beer. We're going to have elderberry cocktail menus with elderberry on the recipes. So just a great way to let everybody know how much we appreciate all the work and support they've given us over the years. It's our way of giving something back.
I'm not sure if I'm if it's okay for me to say this on the radio, but you had me at elderberry beer. It's going to be really good.
Well, we do. We have a couple partners there. We've got the Bear Creek Brewery, and they're going to be making two types of elderberry beer. We've also got Full Steam Brewery up in Durham making a Berliner Weiss, which is a white Berlin, and they use elder flowers in that brew. So this is going to be one of the most unique beers people have ever had an opportunity to taste. They've donated that to our hospitality, so all the artists, performers, and volunteers will get to sample some of those great products some of our partners are making.
Awesome. And one of those performers is with us here in the studio, James Olin Odin, one of the long lineup of artists and bands that are going to be performing on these several stages, and it's going to run on Saturday from noon to 11 p.m., so 11 hours of music and food and beer and fun and everything. So it's going to be
five stages, Aaron.
Five different stages, yeah, for 11 hours. So, James, welcome to the show, and tell us how you got involved with the Elderberry Festival.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I'm not part of their leadership team or anything like that, and I see them about twice a year, which is once at Shikori and then once, which is a local festival around here, and then they invited me into, you know, their Elderberry Festival, and I really, really liked the spirit of the people that were part of the Elderberry Festival because of, you know, they seem to be all about community and stuff. I really don't know anything about elderberries, which I feel kind of ignorant because of that, but I know I like their taste and stuff like that, but I really like the people that are around this festival and work it, and it just feels like one big family, which I think is how things should be normally.
Elderberryfestival.com is the website, by the way, if you want to head over there online and check it out. And again, this is all put on by Roger and Ann Lenhart of Norm's Farms. Tell us about Norm's Farms.
Well, Norm's Farms is a local business. We hail out of Pittsburgh, North Carolina. We named ourselves Norm's Farms because of my father. He was very inspirational and believed in farm preservation and wildlife conservation. He worked his whole life so we could have a bought and paid for farm, and we felt it was really important to kind of honor him in the naming of our business. And we base our business all around the American elderberry, Sambucus canadensis. So we make several products with the elderberry. We make things that are both a daily supplement. We got a wellness syrup and an extract, but we've also got some treats, which are in the form of jams and jellies, a ginger pecan jam, an elderberry blueberry preserve. And then we're also working with the elder flowers to create some fun recipes with the flowers.
So. You still had me at elderberry beer. Everything else is just gravy on top of it. Well, normsfarms.com is the website if you want to check that out as well. And again, the Elderberry Festival is coming up this Saturday from noon to 11 p.m., five stages, a ton of bands. The list on the website is so long. And again, James Olin Odin is one of them. And without any further ado, you might have heard James tuning his guitar a little while ago because he's got some songs to play for us. And I'm going to turn it over. Oh, we got a washboard as
well? I'll hold this up.
A washboard without telling me about it.
I figured I could hold this up to the microphone.
So
the listeners could see it.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Listener, if you're watching this on the radio, this is going to be cool. So James, I'm going to turn it over to you. What are we about to hear?
So you're going to hear a song called "The Crack Is Free," and crack in Gaelic means good times. If you go to any Irish pub, you'll see the phrase "Ciúil Ól Agus Crack," which means music, drinking, and good times. And I think, you know, it's really the good times you have amongst your friends and family. And I think that's sort of a sentiment that's really dear and near to the Elderberry Festival. So it goes like this.
Thank you. war. Man, half fools die as long as they're chained. I'll be on the court. Hold loose, yeah, the prize.
Oh, man, y'all, if you could only see that out there on the radio. Roger Lenhart, James Olin Oden, thank you so much. That was awesome.
Well, thank you, Aaron. It was really fun.
That is...
Good choice on songs, and I want to point out what an appropriate song, because one thing all the listeners need to know, this is a free event, no charge. You guys just come on in and enjoy yourself. We are asking for some donations and some tips for the musicians. All the musicians have agreed to do this. Grotto, they're not expecting any pay, but we want to reward them because they're all very talented. I also want to do a big reach out for Cindy Jones and Jeff Lindsay. These guys are helping to book the bands and working really hard to make this happen, along with lots of other great volunteers.
All right, well, it's a great event coming up. ElderberryFestival.com is the website. Again, it is on Saturday, August 23rd, from noon to 11 p.m. Roger Lenhart, one of the founders of Norm's Farms, there on the washboard, et cetera. I didn't know you had other percussion until you started playing.
Fun little things to whack on. We get wacky with that thing.
All right, and James Olin Oden again with the song, and you've got a whistle you're bringing in right now.
Yeah.
Let me turn it back over to you, because you've got one more song to play. This is with a completely different instrument. So what are we about to hear?
Well, it's a tin whistle that's actually made out of bamboo. It was made by a friend of mine who lives up in Virginia, near Floyd, Virginia. And the song I'm going to do is it's called The Red-Haired Boy. I'll play it in a more Irish way, because that's what I do a lot of Irish music. Mm-hmm. But it's a song that you'll hear around here played in old-timey music quite a bit. And it's also gone by other names like The Jolly Beggar. And then I'll do Turkey in the Straw, which is also a popular one around here.
All right. While you after you catch your breath after that,
yeah.
That last one, right?
Well, and then I panicked because, like, all of a sudden, wait, the whistle's not in here. Where is it? And so I had to go find it.
Had to run outside. So before you start, when on Saturday are you playing? So if people want to see you.
When am I playing? Is it 4?
Do I have to look this
up? You know, the schedule is available.
It's available on Elderberry Festival. Hang on.
Yeah, James is, Aaron is on it. He's pulling
it up
right now.
I got to do everything around here. All right. James Olin Oden, 6 p.m. at the Tiger Room.
Right. There you go.
And I think that's it, right? Yep.
That schedule is printable, so if anybody wants to print that out and put that in their pocket and have it with them, or have it preloaded on their smartphone, might be a good idea.
All right. So a lot of other bands. Again, 5 stages, 11 hours. It's going to be a lot of fun. So James Olin Oden, I'm going to let you take it away one more time.
Sure. Before I play this, I just want to mention that, like, there are so many different styles of music that are going to go on at this festival. I happen to play some Irish stuff, and I play other things too, but there's you know, rock and roll. There's going to be some Latin things. It's just a really neat, full event of music. So here we go, Red-Haired Boy.
impressed, James.
All right. That was awesome. James Olin Oden going to be performing at the Tiger Room right by Southern Rail at 6 p.m. on Saturday, part of the Elderberry Festival. Thank you guys so much for coming out. That was awesome.
Aaron, it was a real pleasure, and thank you so much for having us on the radio today to share Elderberry Festival. We hope to see lots of folks come out this weekend.
I'm going to let both of you catch your breath. Elderberryfestival.com is the website, and check out normsfarms.com as well. Roger Lenhart, co-founder of Norms Farms, putting this festival on. Roger, James, thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, James.
All right, 449 here at WCHL. Thanks, James, too. That's fine. 449 here at WCHL. We've got traffic and weather up next.